Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from your preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and today I'll be your preacher as well. I'm coming to you from Twain Heart, California, in the United States. I call my preaching today the consolation and challenge of being a Christian. I'll begin with a little snippet from the first reading from the prophet Jeremiah. God tells Jeremiah, "A prophet to the nations I've appointed you. But gird your loins, stand up and tell them all that I command you." He says this to Jeremiah because people want to hear the good, but they don't want to hear the bad. And if you're going to be a prophet, you got to give them both, the whole word of God. And sometimes it's going to be a consolation, and sometimes it's going to be a challenge. Just like any time we take being a Christian seriously. The gospel from Luke carries on the same theme. Last week, Jesus was lauded by everyone for telling them, "I've come to bring good news to the poor." But this week we have the rest of the story. He tells them things like, "But maybe that good news isn't for you. Because you know there were many widows in Israel when there was a famine everywhere. And Elijah wasn't sent to any of those in Israel, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon." And people were so angry at Jesus now with his challenging word that they went to throw him off the cliff that the town was built on. But he passed through their midst. A consolation and a challenge. If all you ever say is good news, you're not preaching the whole good news. Sometimes people are going to hear it as bad news. And it's got to be both. It's got to console us as well and challenge us as well. If it's just one or the other, you're not doing it right. That's why we have this classic second reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, where he says, "Brothers and sisters, love is patient and love is kind." And he goes on, "Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things." When you love, you do what's best for the other. And sometimes that takes patience. Because what's best for the other is not what they want to hear at the moment. Not what they want from you. But then love is kind as well. Whatever you do, you got to do it with kindness. So if in trying to love, you don't need patience, then you're not doing it right. And if trying to love, you're not doing it with kindness, you're not doing it right. You got to bear all things and believe all things. And there you'll find your consolation and your challenge. So whatever your vocation is, today, let's try to embrace the whole good news of Jesus Christ. Let's try and love as we ought to today and do something that's kind, but do something that requires patience because it's difficult. Let today let us feel the consolation of the gospel and its challenge, and bring both the consolation and challenge to those we meet.